Welcome to DBJ's Cold World Podcast. Today we'll be discussing expired food, Operation Wetback, and what's all in the 6th Street expansion. Have a great day. Enjoy.
Back then, you said
Operation Wetback was created by Dwight Eisenhower.
But not a part that fucked me up when you said that they were deporting people that were legal?
Yes.
Mexicans that were actually legal, they were sending them back too.
Not born here, but received citizenship.
And they were still sending them back too.
That's what it said. I could be wrong, so I want to read the article.
I doubt you're wrong.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
So remember what you were saying earlier about the museum and shit?
Yeah.
I think that money is involved with the 6th Street expansion thing.
Because
I just looked it up. I think it is part of it. But I was looking too, and it looks like they had already been getting money. They got a couple million dollars from some guy, some rich dude, like some months back. And then earlier, I saw another article saying they were asking for like $45 million
to build.
Like, that's a chunk of money. Like, do people even know? I wonder, like, does the community know that? I would imagine that probably be a decent portion of money going towards that museum shit.
Right.
That's what I was saying like earlier. Like, what the hell are they actually fixing up? Because they're just like, oh, $36 million. But like, can we know what's going to be done? Or we just got to wait to see stuff just start being built and be like, oh, okay, they're doing that. Oh, okay, they must use some money for that.
6th Street project funding.
Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to see what's included. Between North Avenue and National. Oh, that's a big stretch.
Between North Avenue and National is where they're going
to
be?
6th and North all the way to 6th and National.
Okay.
That is a large area.
That's a nice chunk. So that's going to include businesses. Obviously, if you're fixing the business up, you got to fix the fucking roads and streets up and shit.
Federal grant to improve 6th Street between North and National.
And that's great, okay? But still, that goes, my question is like, though, like, I thought the public museum had its own funding, and I thought that was all squared away. And then, I mean, I know that it stopped, because we just noticed it, like, damn, they're not, like...
I did hear that they...
I don't see no cranes or no construction. What'd you hear, babe?
I did hear that... they were still looking for funding.
Well, I bet you they're getting it out of that.
It will reconnect communities with wider sidewalks, bike lanes, dedicated bus lanes, new trees, and green infrastructure to prevent sewage from flowing into the Milwaukee River and Lake Michigan. Some people say they would like to see designated bus lanes.
Bus lanes? Who cares about a bus lane?
People that ride the bus.
Oh my God, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being green and all that shit and all that. Like, that must be one of them.
City hopes the improvements will better connect the north side with the south side through downtown and neighborhoods like Brownsville, Brewery District, Deer District, and eventually the new public museum, which will be built on 6th and McKinley.
See, that's the bullshit right there. I mean, I don't have no problem with them fixing downtown, and it now that it's like, it sounds like they're just fixing like the surrounding, just the basic surrounding shit of downtown. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is cool. Like, that's fine. Great. But damn, man, like, is somebody ever going to fix the fucking neighborhoods up? It's like they just will not just go into the fucking neighborhoods and fix them shitty ass houses up. Like, when's that going to start taking place? Because it don't sound like, from what you read and from what I'm hearing and all that shit, it don't sound like. Because if they're going to give the public museum some money, because that is on 6th Street, right? It's basically going to be right across the street from Pfizer Forum. So they're going to get a chunk of that money. Because there's no reason that they just stopped. Like, I mean, they never began building that shit. Because we seen people on our way to work this morning out there in the empty ass parking lot just talking. They're probably talking about the money they just got. I mean, we're only getting $36 million. Because it says, I read an article that says that the public museum, whoever the people are, were asking for $45 million. That was, I'm going to assume, you know, whenever they were. And I don't know how much of that they got from other people or whatever. I didn't do all that deep of a dive, but.
Okay, but they were also awarded $14 million in June to rebuild the commercialized portion of West Villard.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, say that one more time. I'm sorry, babe. I heard Villard. I'm like, nice.
Milwaukee won in the past year. It's the second major street reconstruction Milwaukee has won in the past year, following a $14 million award in June to rebuild the commercialized portion of West Villard.
Damn, when was that?
That was in June.
Damn, is there anything going on?
It just takes time to put all that together.
Yeah, because you have to get the companies together, who's going to actually be doing the contracts. Yeah, that takes a minute.
Milwaukee previously applied for two Reconnecting Communities study grants in the past. 2023, it applied to study a freeway to boulevard conversion of Highway 175. That's 41, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a freeway covering between the Brewery District and Hillside neighborhoods was rejected. So that was rejected the last time, so they got it this time.
Wow. Okay, but still.
But it's helping with, a lot of people take the bus from the north side, you know.
To jobs downtown or. Right. Yeah, that's true.
And
but,
like right now, there's no, you have to probably take like 3 buses.
Hell yeah.
Just to get down here.
That's true. Okay, but still though, even after all the stuff you're reading, that sounds great. Okay, Villard, you said Villard, they're going to start fixing Villard up a little bit, mm-hmm. or whatever. Okay, that's cool too. But like, damn, like what about the houses? Because that shit, you can't have everything else like starting to look nice and great and all that, right? And just everything, but then have the houses look like shit. You just can't, right?
Well, and they already have funding to tear down the houses that are uninhabitable, but they can only do like 6 houses a year.
What, man, that don't sound.
I remember I told you I listened to some person from the city that was on Michelle Bryant's show, I want to say.
Shout out Michelle Bryant.
And they were, I want to say it was Michelle Bryant, because I remember like where we were when we were listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said, you know, like you contract with a company, demolition company.
Okay.
And the, like they only have so much money per year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can only do, and the time, labor, all that, you can only do so many houses per year.
Right, just based because of the weather and all that shit. Because like
weather,
we're in Wisconsin, like if we're in Cali or whatever, you got 12 months a year. Where
and
you
don't just bulldoze it. Like you have to take the house apart.
Yep.
So, like, people just think, like, that you can, you know, just bulldoze a house and that's fine.
And then rebuild the next morning and shit.
Or just, you know, throw dirt on it and then all of a sudden it's a green space. But there's so many things involved. Mm-hmm. You have to have different contractors to take apart different things.
You got to check all that stuff for, like, asbestos. It's so much right, like, stuff like that.
You can't just have asbestos blowing in the air after
carbon you've bulldozed it. You got to check all that stuff.
So they have to take out all the electrical. They have to take out, you know, like, this, that, and the other thing. So it isn't just cut and dry.
Because a lot of them houses in the city, too, are, like, built, like, I mean, they're wood.
Right.
They're fire. Some of those are fire hazards. Like, if one of them catches fire, the one right next to it might, because a lot of them houses are real close to each other, too.
Okay, so the project...
But I'm just saying, do you know what I mean, though?
Like, I know what you're saying.
Because the only reason I'm saying
it
is because...
It just all can't get done in one day.
But that's what I'm saying, though, baby. Like, I went to prison 2 different times. Came home. Started working downtown. Downtown looked basically the same. In reality, really... Besides right. the few,
okay,
like,
so part of it is re-envisioning the east-west portion of Interstate 794 to replace it with a boulevard or narrow its footprint.
Ooh, that's great.
So that's part of this...
The 6th Street.
...whole connecting downtown to the city.
And everything ain't going to be just right on 6th Street. It's going to be other stuff that's going to be, you know... In that money, right. that's going to be off.
They're,
you know,
yeah, rebuilding that so that you can get from one side of town to the other
right.
more easily.
Right, right.
Because right now, do buses even run on 6th Street? No.
There is but it ain't right.
But
is
not it? North of downtown. I've never seen a bus like on 6th and Walnut. Seen a bus.
There go the white people jogging. It's cold outside. Sorry, I had to get one in, baby. Because look, just real quick.
Reconfiguring Water Street to prioritize mass transit.
They're out there in shorts.
Creating
and shit.
More sidewalk space. Outside. Like, and we have talked about that, how like this, like you can't fit everything.
Yeah.
So like reconfiguring some of these streets so that you can have the bus or the streetcar thing.
The trolley, to nowhere, whatever they call it.
Well, right now it goes nowhere. It goes in a circle, right? You have to expand that.
Wait, how much area does it actually cover? A couple miles, maybe? Does it?
Well, it goes to Ogden, right?
Why doesn't it go to Pato? Weren't they funding? They were actually funding
it, yeah.
that shit for
but
a while.
But it goes from Ogden to... what's south of Michigan? That is that Clybourne?
Yeah.
Where the post office
right,
is?
Before the freeway and
so
shit.
That's as far north-south as it goes.
Wow.
And I think it's on Milwaukee Street.
Uh-huh. Yep, it goes down Milwaukee Street. And it goes past Michigan, and then it goes, like, down by, like,
but
the bus
only,
station and shit.
It's
by
only,
the
like, a rectangle of space.
Yeah.
So I guess if you live near MSOE and you need to get, like, to where my job is, you could take the trolley.
I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of people that love it. There's all, you know what I'm saying? But overall, because when the trolley first came out, I was kind of for it. I thought it was something different, you know what I mean? Just to get something else downtown, you know
right.
what I mean? But now I'm like, that shit is kind of in
but
the way.
The way it is
it
constructed
really is.
Now.
And also, I've noticed I might be being super picky, or maybe I'm noticing something that ain't really happening, but I notice whenever there's a trolley around and I'm driving through downtown, I notice I'm at the stoplight extra longer. And I'm not talking about an extra 10, 15 seconds. I notice I'll sit there for at least a good extra minute and a half. Because it seems like it waits for the trolley to clear and go, like, all the way down the street.
Well, yeah, because
before the lighter
turns
green.
You wouldn't want the light to turn in the middle of
I'm like, man, that
the
shit's
trolley
slowing
pass.
Up traffic.
But it doesn't cover enough area where I feel it's useful.
Right.
It should.
And they don't even charge nobody. They ain't even getting no
well,
money
I
for that
but
shit.
But I think this might be the last year where it's free.
Oh, okay.
Like Pato said, we'll pay for it
for a certain amount of time.
Then We Energies picked up the tab for a little bit. But I think that's ending. Yeah. I want to say. And what's the big deal if it's a dollar?
That's true.
You know, or what is the bus, like $2.50, mm-hmm. $3?
Right. That's, I mean, I think people that have like probably come from out of town probably love it. They probably think it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Like if you want to go do stuff, but like if you want people to go to the new museum, like there's no.
I bet you they're already figuring that out with the museum plan and shit, how to get that trolley
and the
there.
Because they want,
they're
going to
want people in that museum.
Deer District. Like they always have stuff happening, mm-hmm. at that Deer District, even when there isn't a Bucks game or.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so like that's part of downtown.
Yeah.
And so like you need people to be able to access it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
especially
so
in the summertime, people don't want to be driving around if they don't need to.
Well, and that's where,
even if you have a car, a lot of people want to walk or ride their bike or whatever in the summer.
Well, and if you want to attract more businesses to come here,
mm-hmm.
if you want to attract more people to come here,
to live here,
you have to have shit for people to do.
But like that's downtown. What I was saying, that goes back to what I was saying, like Chevy, what was he saying, he wants 1 million people to be living in the city. Dude, you got to start fixing them houses up in the city. Everyone can't afford these damn condos and apartments and shit that you're building downtown. That new one that they just put up over there, in the third ward or whatever, that brand new one.
Yeah.
They got rent there that's up to $9,000.
Right.
Come on, man. Everyone can live.
I mean, that's
down.
A luxury thing, yeah. But like these that they're building along here, like they're not.
I bet a lot of these are vacant.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, you have to, if you want more people to move down here and, you know, be part of like a downtown community like other big cities,
mm-hmm.
you have to have shit for them to do
and a way for them to be nice too.
But that's not gonna happen.
I know,
but like you have to have stuff for them to do and ways to get there. So like you have to almost build up a downtown.
You have to, yeah. Your downtown has to be nice, but I'm saying, but how long is the city going to look like shit?
Okay, but contrarian, they are building up MLK, right? Almost all the way to North Avenue. It's
but
down.
I'm saying those are all, but if you notice what I'm saying, like all the areas, at least from my point of view, from what I've seen, I don't know every fucking nook and cranny that they're fixing up the city right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the main stuff that it looks like they're actually fixing and doing shit to, they're like either the, like, they're like, main streets, MLK, which is great. Fix that shit up. Great. MLK, downtown, you know what I'm saying? Like all the outskirts streets, you know what I'm saying? Like go into the fucking neighborhoods,
right.
Start fixing the shitty ass fences up, start fixing some of them damn houses up, start making it affordable, whatever you need to do so people can start living in them houses. You can't have everything. And then, like, because no one's going
to
want to go in there.
But you also have to fix the crime issue because nobody's going to move here from another area into a high crime area.
But that after a while, that's just a goddamn excuse. You have to fix the houses up at some point. Because when things look better, people are going
to
treat the shit.
You have to help people or tear them down.
Yeah, man. Like,
but like I said, they are tearing them down. It's just not fast enough.
Right.
You just don't see
progress
like that.
We're getting older.
And look at how they have all the newer houses that they're building. Off of Locust, like that second.
Oh, by the police station?
They are, if you know how we cut through some side streets maybe to avoid traffic? You do
see. That's what I'm saying. Like they're off of the main streets. That's what I'm saying. It's like everything is being fixed up, like where main roads are, so like that people that drive down these main streets can look just directly to their left or directly to their right and see some nice stuff and think everything is great. But in between all of that shit, the houses still look like shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, like at some point, like my old house on Sherman, I don't even really notice that thing anymore.
You should see my house on 40th. It looks like it should be condemned.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that goes to my point. We moved over from Sherman in 1991. This is 2024. That shit looks like shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when is, like, that's over 30 some years.
I don't know. That's something.
That's a long chunk of time. Like,
but you know what that is? Is the older people in those districts need to start complaining and need to start saying, like, hey, there's 6 condemned houses in my district that have been sitting for 10 years, just, adding to criminal element. People are squatting, whatever, they need to be torn. Like, you need the local government people need to be complaining more.
And they may be, and we don't know,
like,
if they are or not.
Like, how come all my streets in my district have so many potholes, it looks like a bomb went off?
Well, maybe maybe the federal government, which is mostly Republicans who control all the damn money, maybe they could start giving a shit and send the fucking money down here so we can start fixing some of the damn houses up.
So also,
that's what
some of
the real damn problem is.
So some of the issue is a lot of our tax dollars stay in Madison.
Right.
Or they're gifted to other
counties.
That's
what the huge issue is.
So even though we may have a lot of people here and a lot of people are paying, we're collecting a lot of taxes,
we're not
keeping a lot of it back.
Exactly.
So, but you also have to have good older people.
No doubt.
That are fighting for their district, for their little communities.
But do we know if they are? I mean, like, I'm saying.
But that's
like,
what, when you listen to the radio, that's what people are complaining about, that they voted for so-and-so and they've called their office 20 times about some crater on their street and never hear from them, and it's
never but
fixed.
Is the alderman supposed to get up out the bed and go run out there with a shovel and go
no
fill
but
the
they're
pothole?
Supposed to bitch until it gets done. That's,
I mean,
what they're supposed to
but
be
that's
doing
what I'm saying.
You.
Do we know if they're doing that?
I mean, people call in and complain that they keep calling and calling and they never get a call back,
and that goes
so
to
that
my
leads
point
you
about
to
they
believe.
Need to have better communication. If they are doing the stuff that we're talking
they
about
need to say
they
that
need
they
to
are.
Be saying
yes.
that shit. So then people aren't debating.
Right. Hi, Sue.
It is probably the smartest thing, though, to do money-wise and health-wise, to just make our own food, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In reality, it's probably just smartest to go to the store, whether you're having it delivered or you actually go to the store and just buy your shit.
Yeah.
Because fast food, even this, I wish all places, whatever food place it is, I wish they delivered straight from their establishment. You know what I mean? Like, if you order a pizza from Pizza Hut, I want it to come straight from Pizza Hut like it used to. Or I want it to come straight from Rockies like it used to. Or wherever, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, yeah, they need to cut that middleman shit out. Because that's where stuff ends up getting fucked up at.
I mean, we could just have chicken patties.
Them Tyson chicken patties, ain't them old?
You just bought them.
I just bought those?
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that. We ain't got no bread, though.
There's this brioche box.
There's only a couple left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't have any bread.
No, we do have some bread. You gonna eat your chicken patty with bread instead of bun? Okay. No, I thought that because after I had bought those Tyson chicken patties, I had thought about it. Didn't they get recalled? I heard about a recall. It might have been a long time ago, but that shit was in my head.
Do you think like, everything's gonna be recalled?
Well, I'm just picky with the dates.
Yes, you are.
If something says sell by or expire, that's a wrap. I don't know how other people feel, but I go by that date. Not a day after, not a second after. I don't care if it's been frozen. I don't care about none of that. Because I got a sensitive ass stomach. What you think, baby? You think I'm crazy with the expire shit?
Sometimes you throw stuff out before the expiry. And then I'm like, hey, where's the whatever? And you're like, oh, it was going bad tomorrow.
What'd you say, baby? I said, it's going bad tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm going to go on and get a head start on it and get rid of it. I don't want us getting sick, baby. I ain't trying to get sick. Shit. I know I am.
Oh, and we have fries.
We do got fries.
So we've got fries could just.
That's why people go eat to these places, though, just convenience. But, like, just think about that. These fast food places, you got to trust. No matter where you go, fast food, a restaurant, anything, you know what I'm saying? If you're not preparing your own shit, it's so much that you got to trust that lines up and everything is, like, healthy. You got to hope that the people don't wash their hands after they didn't use the bathroom. You got to hope they put soap and water on their hands. You got to hope they, you know, digging in their eyes or digging in their nose right before they make your burger.
Right.
You got to hope that. Because you don't know you're getting sick. You get your shit and you just start eating it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But people are lazy. They don't want to cook. I know I'm lazy as hell sometimes. I don't feel like cooking. But cooking is fun, though, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have hit the taco truck up.
Peace and blessings. Once again, this is DBJ. And I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. You know, we talked about a lot of things, various topics. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you're just sitting around. You just get to talking about life and community stuff and, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people can relate to it, and it's important stuff. So, with that said, I'm going to go watch some NBA basketball, about to go cook some food, ordering some groceries. I felt like I had a sweet tooth for some pie, so we're going to order a French soup pie, got to order, you know, just some more other stuff for the house, and so I'm going to get on out of here. And to the next one. Peace.